You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
My first question for you, Naomi, is how did Temp come about?
Temp came about because I had an idea about an art science climate change symposium. And that was because 22 years ago, I was able to initiate a similar thing on the Corbyn estate to do with sustainability when sustainability was a hot topic, because I worked for Waitakere Council as their arts manager. So I had this sort of legacy idea, and then I thought, what is currently the most critical issue of our time? And it seemed like climate change was a no-brainer for that. But having said that, you know, having initiated the idea and got the board to approve us going ahead with it, there's been a really, really active sort of multidisciplinary working group behind it, and then a manager, Diane Blomfield, who's sort of taken it and developed it. And it's gone into some amazing directions that I might never have anticipated. So
when you say amazing directions, you mean that the collaboration between art and science has kind of formed its own genre?
It's had its own trajectory, really. So it hasn't resulted in, like, massively heroic pieces of sculpture. It's basically been a process of what I think the arts world now calls social practice, where lots and lots of people have become engaged with the artists and scientists as sort of citizen scientists, and contributed to producing some very interesting installations. But the educational side of it, the conversational side of it, I guess the content side of it, has really grown in response to the fact that it's a very complex and critical territory that we're in.
Absolutely. When you say engagement with citizenry and the audience, can you explain what you mean a little bit more?
Well, initially, and over the last, say, year, 18 months, it's been school children who've become involved. And we've divided the project into some themes because it is so big. I mean, a lot of the work that Diane did was about containing the idea, because it's such a complex, big idea.
It's a really hard issue to try and delve into and sort of simplify, because it's quite complicated.
Yeah, so we divided it into water, weather, air, shelter and food. And then we set up a science arts team for each of those territories. And a very good example would be air. And the air project basically found its natural home at Te Uru Contemporary Gallery up in Titirangi. And they went into a sort of partnership with Unitech and worked with local schools, quite a few local schools. So there's, you know, nearly 300 children involved in that project. And then the one that was on water with Gabby O'Connor and some of the NIWA scientists, once again, there were sort of hundreds of kids involved around the country. Some local, I think some in Christchurch, who worked with Gabby and the scientists and created a diagrammatic and gestural notion of ocean currents using rope.
That's amazing, especially involving NIWA as well, and getting, you know, them involved on another kind of aspect of communicating their message.
The science community has been incredibly cooperative with this. So every one of those themes has had some really significant science input into it. And I suppose the other thing about TEMP that was unexpected for me is that we've already held two forums over the last year, one-day forums where both artists and scientists gave presentations and there were discussions. So there's been this sort of sense of continuity about it. And so this 3 weeks where TEMP is physically present on the Corbyn estate and at Te Uru, which might have been seen as an end point, is actually almost like a starting point. And we're already planning that in 2 years' time we'll be bigger and better in terms of a physical site and a symposium. But we intend also that between now and that next one, there'll be a whole series of engagements, I suppose. So it's become so much more a engagement with the people.
It sounds like you've created quite a community between both parties. I mean, the artists, scientists, but also children and the local community. And I think that's the important part there, is engaging people and something that's interesting and new and maybe not so dire, because talk about climate change can often be quite overwhelming and negative, and people don't know how to deal with that or how do you respond to that, and making it kind of a positive art engagement as a really fresh way to educate people.
You're absolutely right. It is easy to get hopeless, because the problem has very rapidly got overwhelmingly big, and we're experiencing it in our day-to-day lives here. Witness, you know, the big flood in Auckland.
Absolutely.
So what we've done also is that we've created a sheet called Sustainability Tips, which are ways in which people can take very small actions which contribute to the whole. I think the thing that's so important about doing something like this is that you've got to allow for hope, and you've got to convince people and children that they can do small things, and those small things do matter.
Yeah, and it's worth engaging with climate change and doing those little things, and that they do make a difference. Because you're right, hope is a really powerful motivator. Yeah. And I think that's a message that definitely needs to be more embraced in a positive way. And it's great that you guys are engaging in that work.
Yeah, so I mean, I would call TEMP very much a work in progress still. It's exciting. It's been incredibly demanding, but it's had some amazingly interesting and unexpected outcomes. And last weekend, it was on the Corbyn estate, and there were people coming through. There were activities for people to do. There were things to observe. There were conversations to be had. And that repeats itself this coming weekend and the weekend following. There's some lovely partnerships in there. This coming weekend, there's a partnership with Auckland Museum with their Bio Blitz, and they're holding Bio Blitz on the Corbyn estate this year. And Bio Blitz is very much an engagement with the community, where you take an area and you identify as many critters as you can, and they set up in one of the sheds at Corbyn's, and the schools come in on Friday and they can look at them through microscopes. And there's a whole sort of dialogue on assessing the biodiversity of a particular area.
That's great, because that's what I study, and it's really cool that it's getting that level of engagement with the community.
It's lovely to be able to form those partnerships, because BioBlitz, it's got its own trajectory and it's got its own history of success. So there's that sort of, in a sense, strengthens both.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So lastly, if people would like to find out more, where is the best place to go?
To online, because the other thing I hadn't mentioned is that we're keeping a very lively website going, and it's tempauckland.org.nz. That's the place to go to find out what's on and to get more information and just to
engage in the community,
the whole thing. Because I mean, this is interesting. I was doing another interview a week or so ago, and the interviewer said the question, what can people in other parts of New Zealand do? And I suddenly thought, well, TEMP's not our possession in that sense, if that TEMP
So like take the concept
true,
and apply it to your local community anywhere you are, kind of thing.
In other places. And really, I guess going to the website would be a way to get a sense of how it's developed and what can be done.
I love that. Open source, positive climate change.
Absolutely.
Engagement. All right, well, thank you so much, Naomi. I hope you have a great day.
That was The Green Desk. Thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.